With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump dispatching his special envoy to meet with President Putin in Moscow this week. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Steve Witkoff will travel to Moscow to discuss an updated peace plan to end the war in Ukraine. U.S. officials say the proposal has been fine-tuned after addressing concerns from Ukrainian officials. President Trump told reporters that Russia is making concessions after European allies said the plan favored Moscow. The president also said there's no deadline for an agreement after first demanding that Ukraine had until Thanksgiving to decide. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In the meantime, long day of talks Sunday as U.S. and Ukrainian officials met in Florida, hoping to find a way to end the war. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the Sunday session was productive, but much remains to be done. Correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's request for a pardon amid his ongoing corruption trial.
The president's office called it an extraordinary request with significant implications. Netanyahu faces charges of fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes, but has not been convicted. He denies the allegations, calling the trial a witch hunt. The request follows U.S. President Donald Trump's urging for a pardon. Legal experts say the request cannot stop the trial. Opposition leaders oppose the pardon without an admission of guilt and a withdrawal from political life. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Death toll from that fire in a Hong Kong apartment complex now stands at 146. Investigators finding more bodies in the burned out buildings over the weekend. That blaze started Wednesday, took until the weekend to extinguish. Authorities investigating potential fire code violations, and there already have been at least three arrests. This is SRN News. A New Jersey spa must let men into women's spaces.
King Spa in Palisades Park bills itself as the largest Korean spa and sauna on the East Coast and caters to both men and women. But they have separate bathrooms and locker rooms, and now that is ending. Superior Court Judge Thomas Sarlo has ruled that King Spa cannot bar men who are living as women from using the women's facilities under terms of New Jersey's non-discrimination statutes. A 35-year-old man sued the business in 2022. Michael Harrington reporting.
American Bible Society's annual report finds 41% of Americans qualify as Bible users, meaning they read the scriptures at least three times a year outside of church. That's up from 38% last year, but down from 2021. ABS also reports a little more than a third of Gen Z and millennials would qualify as Bible users. This is SRN News. Well, two Salem radio analysts comment on the pros and cons of artificial intelligence.
Economist Steve Moore tells Salem Radio about AI's promise.
With respect to cancer, heart disease, all the terrible diseases, we have the capacity in the next 25 years to solve all of these diseases. We're going to reduce human misery.
Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, warns about AI's peril.
AI has taken soldiers, Russian soldiers, captive and led them back to Ukrainian lines. It is, of course, directed in deep inside Russia. Drones that are AI-powered to go after very particular objects.
George Williams, Washington.
Colonel McGinnis, by the way, has written AI for Mankind's Future, a Christian perspective on the high-tech revolution. More details at srnnews.com.